This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a catch-up on indie new releases, with Wednesday, Hoover 3, and The Convenience. But first, the 2020's breakout indie rock stars, Wet Leg, have returned. Welcome to episode 189 of A Sonic Youth. Later on this week's show, we'll be checking out new songs from Hoover 3, The Convenience, and Wednesday, plus some favourites from the previous Wednesday album. But opening the show was Wet Leg. They are fronted by Rian Teasdale and Hester Chambers. They met at the College of Music on the British Isle of Wight, and after a decade of friendship, formed Wet Leg in 2019. And what happened next was beyond their wildest dreams. From their early singles onwards, Wet Leg gained huge viral popularity, and the eventual 2022 release of their debut album was one of the most hyped up indie rock releases in recent memory. At the core of this success was their well-crafted and catchy songs, but most importantly, they were having fun. Their lyrics were humorous, and you could always tell they were having a blast playing the songs live. They were a slightly controversial band, with many, largely old white men, just not getting it. but I did get it, and their debut Wet Leg album remains one of my favourite releases of the decade. Now, after years of global touring, they're back with a second record named Moisturizer. The two singles from this album have a much heavier post-punk sound than their debut. The show's opening track was the first single release, Catch These Fists. More recently, we received the second single, CPR. I definitely prefer the sound of the first album over what we've received from the second so far, but this is still very much the Wet Leg sound. So here's CPR. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Wet Leg with their new song CPR. Our next release is from a band called The Convenience. They're a New Orleans-based duo consisting of Nick Corson and Duncan Trost. They've recently released their second LP, like Cartoon Vampires. Their first record had more of a synth pop sound. The second release was always destined to be one led by guitar-based rock and roll. The band said the album was recorded by ourselves at our practice space in New Orleans, with two microphones and 1,000 cups of coffee. A lot of it came from just us playing guitars together, trying not to think too much. The standout tracks to me are Target Offer and the brilliantly named Western Pepsi Cola Down. Both these tracks most strongly invoke punk legends The Fall, with that simplistic bass and drum thrum and the snaring vocals. Western Pepsi Cola Down also has a bit of Clash-esque desert rock guitar sound, so let's check that track out.
They can't deliver a Western beer.
was The Convenience with a Western Pepsi Cola Town. Next up is a track from the new Hoover 3 album. I've played Hoover 3 several times on this show, and each time I urge you listeners to check out the song See from the band's 2022 album A Round of Applause. That's one of my favourite modern psych rock songs. But the focus this week is the seven-piece Californian space rock band's new album Manhunter. My favourite song is the pre-release single West Side Pavilion of Dreams, which I played on an earlier episode. My favourite actual new song on album release is the track which follows it on the album listing, Heaven at the Gates. The first half of this song is kinda meh, it's just not too interesting. But when the guitars properly kick in around the halfway mark, it becomes an intense and epic heavy psych rocker. So have a listen. Here's Heaven at the Gates. That was Hoover 3 with Heaven at the Gates. Our final new release this week is from Asheville, North Carolina band Wednesday. They have just released Elderberry Wine, the first single from their presumed sixth album. Before we look at the new song, I want to play my favourite track from their previous effort, 2023's Rat Saw God. Rat Saw God was easily the most complete effort from Wednesday. Carly Hartzman's Southern Gothic storytelling was at its most developed, and the band's female-led indie, crossed with alt country, crossed with shoegaze sound, was at its most powerful. Or, as I like to call it, cowboy boot gaze. My favourite song from that record is Bath County, written about the imagery seen on a trip with her at-the-time boyfriend MJ Lenderman. It's killer line after killer line. Heard someone died in the Planet Fitness parking lot. Fire trucks rolled in and people stood around. Hit him with a dose of Narcan. Sat right up in the leaned back seat of his two-door sedan. on the way home, played Drive-By Truckers songs real loud, Be My Baby Till My Body's in the Ground. This is backed up with powerhouse shoegaze guitar noise. Check it out. Here's Bath County.
I can walk on water too. I can raise the dead. We join.
Was Wednesday in Bath County. Now to the new single Elderberry Wine. This track, perhaps indicative of the sound on their next album, has a much stronger country sound, with gentle acoustic guitar and plenty of Zandi Kalmus's now iconic pedal steel playing. It's a really beautiful song, if not quite as compelling to a rock and roller like myself. It's lyrically brilliant again though, with references to the angel hum of a reversing electric car. The chorus section where MJ Lenderman comes in is especially great. Check it out, here's Elderberry Wine.
Sweet song is a long con. I drove you to the airport with the e-brake on. Ain't heard that voice in a long time. Had to check back there to make sure. Thank you.
Elderberry Wine, the new single from Wednesday. Like many Wednesday tracks, it is a cool music video, so make sure to have a look at that. Finally, to see us off this week, here's another favourite song from Rat Saw God. The song was written from a writing exercise Carly made where she imagined a street and described it house by house. Some of the houses contained fictional characters, but others contained very real people and their stories. She says America's a spoiled child that's ignorant of grief, but then she gives out full-size candy bars on Halloween. It's lyrically brilliant again, and has a somewhat more accessible sound, which is why it's their second most popular song on Spotify. So here's Quarry to see us off this week. Go listen to some Wednesday. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.